This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, wow. So good. Let's kick it.
Hey, baby.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Do you remember when he was in Greenville?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Collaborate so nice. And listen. I suspect with a brand new invention, something grabs a hold of me tightly. Daily and nightly, will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn out the lights, and I go to the extreme of my mic like a vandal. Light up the stage, or I can turn like a candle.
Bam.
Yeah.
Like a poisonous mushroom.
Ability,
anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play.
If it was a problem, yo, I'd solve it. Check out DJ Ross.
Take two.
I really haven't heard it in forever. I've heard it instrumentally. Like on the news, when the weather's inclement, they'll rejoin with it sometimes.
Watch out for Thursday, folks. It's going to be a pea super. Here's Vanilla Ice.
Oh, it was fun.
I think they play.
He was a good time.
They play WAP on when it's wet weather outside.
Like a pound of bacon.
Rainy conditions.
I'm going to pump you good.
All right, Bob Barker.
It's the remix.
Solo. I'm a 5.0 when the rag top down so my hair can blow.
Girl is on standby
waiting just to say hi. No. Stepped on.
To the next stop. The block was dead.
To the next spot.
The block was dead, yo. So I continued to A1A.
Detroit Avenue. Girls were hot wearing listed bikinis. Rock band lovers. Driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous. Because I'm out getting mines.
And Vanilla with the nine.
Nailed it.
Ball. Down like it's all her with shells.
Rolling. Rock real fast.
That's where I lose it.
Police on the. Aw, dang it. That's the next one.
Police on the scene. You know what I mean? Yo, what's solve it. Check out the where the DJ revolves it.
Ice.
God, man, can you imagine
that son of a gun could dance?
I know.
You remember?
He's a smart dude.
Dance
was
so
it
well.
Magnolia Street Pub or where
he was
it?
At Ground Zero.
Ground Zero.
I saw him at Ground Zero.
You listen to his interviews now. Like he's on to some stuff, man. Like he knows what he was talking about.
He's like. Mick over there introduced him to me because we were there, you know. I don't think we were even promoting it. I think we were just there.
Oh, no, he was there. He because I remember him being at the station or maybe on Rutherford Road.
Well, I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, what's up? I'm Rob. And I'm like, I know you're Robin.
You're
I know, man. It's your real name.
Yeah.
Like, you just
and
broke Winkle. Kayfabe in the rap world.
Magnetized by the mic, will it shoot the juice? If there was a problem, yo, I solve it. Check out the hook while your mama revolves it.
Like, hey, Rob, do you know Donatello in real life?
Oh, God. You know, I saw a freaky video about that. So the Ninja Turtles, they went back to part one, and then when I think it was Michelangelo, when he laughs.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Wimbiyama. Michelangelo. Michael.
Michael.
But when he throws his head back where his, like, mouth opens.
To go.
You can see the actor's face because they're wearing the big head. Yeah.
Oh, poo.
Because the actors are in the suits.
God.
Because they have to do the karate moves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like his mouth opened too much and you see the guy's face.
Were they really like well-known karate artists?
I don't think so. I forgot Kevin Nash was Shredder.
Yeah, Super Shredder.
Hey, Turtle, come here.
Yeah, you got any wine with this pizza?
Oh, look at Ninja Turtle. Oh, I'm supposed to be scared. Oh my God, a turtle. Turtle's going to kick my ass.
Pizza eating turtle.
I'm NWO Shredder.
NWO Shredder. That's probably a character in Japan. They got a Japanese Undertaker now.
Oh, no.
They do. What the hell is that?
It's weird. Like I sent Fatboy the video. It's in Japanese wrestling. They have a Japanese guy that plays the Undertaker, but not our the Undertaker.
Not the Undertaker.
Not our the Undertaker, uh-huh. But they actually use a video that shows him in the background, though. It's so outlaw indie.
Can you? I told you it's Donatello. Can you see that there? I can't make the picture.
I walk over there.
You see the actor's face, like, because his mouth opens too far. See him right there?
Good
see his
Lord.
Mouth?
That's like in the regular movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Part one, where they're in the house and they're about to hook up with April.
I never really thought about right that. I just assumed that was like makeup, or not makeup, but, you know, the way they did Sloth's head.
I did make his ears wiggle. Hey, who's the ear wiggler?
Who's the ear wiggler in
they
here?
They didn't edit that out. That's weird.
No, like I got to go back and watch it now. Just because, you know, they couldn't. Well, they didn't know we would have the technology to notice freeze that it. Stuff.
There's,
yeah.
There's things that I saw in
there. Right, NASA, the same thing.
Like, I go back and watch old Lethal Weapons. Like, you know, if Murtaugh or Riggs get shot, I'm like, oh, that's not them. That's not them jumping out of a car.
How old do you think Vanilla Ice is? I had to look at it myself. I was curious.
Man, I'm going to say, you know what? I'll say like 55.
Paige?
52.
57.
50, yeah, man. Look, he's got
but a still, though.
He looks
like,
good.
Yeah.
He's got
that's all that dancing will do for you. I should have stuck
does
with
he
it.
Do still like home construction?
You don't have to do
I
anything.
I think that was just a reality show.
He was really smart with his money. He's got a business sense.
It was real to me, man.
Oh, I think that was just a reality show, right? The DIY thing? I don't remember.
Vanilla Ice built houses or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, he would read like...
Oh, he's handsome.
There was that time when it was like that and a Move That Bus or Wife Swap or all them shows where they're just like, hey, we're going to come
the
in.
The fact that he's crafty makes him even hotter.
I think it was on Magnolia Network where they said, hey, Joe, I got Vanilla Ice here. It's going to help us demo a project today.
What's up? I'm Rob.
Do you like my long hair, Joe? I grew it for you.
He's doing the running man while he talks to him.
Yeah.
And does that thing where he would grab his ankle and hop over it.
Can you do that? Can you grab the ankle?
What?
Can you run, man?
I can't run, man.
I can't do it.
I never could do it.
If I could have the table help me out, I might be able to grab the ankle.
Remember going somewhere. God, and I hate to even ponder that. I want to say it was Country Earls. You remember Country Earls?
Oh, yeah. Stomping and chomping.
Where you had, like, they put sawdust on the floor. And that would assist with the boot scooting,
really
essentially,
would.
Is what it would do. And even with the sawdust, I could not run, man. Could not do it. I'm so – if you can, like, that's probably the best thing about going to a rave-type situation is watching the girls dance. And when they can do that – they'll do it for like 8 hours straight.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They're on so much coke, and they're just popping around.
He still looks good.
Why you turn your computer around and show me? Look at him. He looks good.
I don't want to see hot dudes. Like, I'll find him on my own. Like, we knew a girl who you could do the nunchucks with the glow sticks.
Oh, yeah.
She was
anything
big into drugs.
Glowing, yes. That, as long as she had her glow sticks, her fishnets, and her...
oh, yeah, that's a talent. We had a...
Pipes.
The glow sticks, we had someone who worked here who's really good at that, too.
Yeah, somebody would make them disappear.
You know,
not stealing them either.
She was hot too, but she found a boyfriend that was as much into drugs as she was.
Yeah,
and faking documents and whatnot.
Oh wow,
good ones too.
Oh wow,
like, really.
Is that where you get your COVID card?
Like really top notch.
God,
I bought that one from the boss.
Oh my god,
yeah, you want an extra one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
go to promotions and get one. Give them out.
No
free
kidding.
Cards.
Roy so can probably make them. He makes our press passes for us. He's probably got some kind of laminate.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Hologram seal that they.
Remember we got.
Press passes.
We got credentials from the Broadcasting Association from the state. And we're like, oh, this is kind of a big deal, maybe.
It had the real hologram on it.
That doesn't work.
You can get into nothing. I couldn't get VIP at the local arena.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't work.
Because the guy's just looking at him like, come on, man.
See,
just,
if you dang. Wanted, if you wanted to get into a press conference, you had to have a reason to be there.
Yeah, but us trying to claim media is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're used to, you know.
You're going
to
get
I
up
mean,
front.
No offense, but like the nerds coming out there with the shirts and ties on. Uh-huh. And the,
and oh, I got a report for a news station.
You yeah. guys show up.
They're wearing the gear.
And heckle.
You know, they got the L.L. Bean geared up gear on with the big station logo
the
on
the bearded heckler is not a reporter.
That's right. I was not in any kind of... that's one thing old Hendrix was pissed about. Not pissed, but...
That was a dangerous situation.
That was a very dangerous situation. I did it just for radio, and that was stupid.
You about got flogged.
I got stabbed
flogged
to
and
death.
I can't remember who it was for, to be honest with you.
Michelle Bachman. Michelle Bachman.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she ran.
Yeah. Went over there and got smack dab in the middle of her rally and started heckling her. Oh, Lord.
See, I know it's not the Michelle I thought when you said Michelle because you would have called her something else.
Michael. Big Mike.
Big Mike.
And the man, like, there. And I felt, like, when it kicks in, like, I feel bad, but you can't not stop because you've already committed.
Yeah, once you started, you've got to.
And there was, like, this. 70-plus-year-old veteran came up and popped out a knife and was just standing, like, as close as I am to Paige right now, and, like, held it down where nobody could see.
And you're like,
I'm going to stick you with
go.
It.
And, yeah, I stuck with it. I made
you
the cover
on.
USA Today.
You keep on, I'm going to stick you with this knife, fella.
I'm going to close my eyes and pretend you're a German. Come here!
I'm trying to vote for this woman. You keeping me from voting for her.
Thank God.
I don't even think she made the ballot.
I don't think she did.
Thanks to you.
Had some good onion rings that day. All right.
Good God.
It's worth it.
Good God, man.
Yeah, but Mark was like, if you'd been wearing the gear.
I was
on the cover of USA Today.
I'm not wearing gear anymore.
They just called me the bearded heckler.
Did you fly the colors? No?
Yeah. Yeah, you're giving up Metallica for some reason. You're giving a logo to, huh?
Yeah, I might fly five of these where you sneeze there, buddy.
Yeah. Stone Cold shirt, that's appropriate. Hey, I got two of these for you, huh?
Stone Cold.
I got to tell you this. And I won't be, I'll be as vague as I can about it, but home building is all the rage.
I mean, look.
I mean, it's like, around here, dude, really there are homes going up places now where you're like, first off, I didn't realize that was a lot big enough for a home. Nevertheless, you're putting two there. Whoa. But just popping out of nowhere, people, I mean, it's like, the influx.
Tract housing is the big thing now here because people are getting greedy.
Well, if taxes and things go up, there's like, okay, we got to sell off some land. We're going to make a little tiny little subdivision out of it. Not tiny homes, but a...
We got to have a modern farmhouse, please. Modern farmhouse,
We're making fun of my TV stand. But... I talked to someone on Saturday evening that told me about their family member that was building a new style of home. Not a new style, but a unconventional style of home. And when I tell you this, I hope it doesn't like make you feel weird, like fearsome or anything. But it kind of makes sense. But then it doesn't.
Does the house look like a dildo? I don't know what to guess.
I'm trying to give you a good tease without...
Would it withstand a hurricane?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
Yes, I think.
Well, that's good because we don't really get those often.
Well, it's fresh on our mind.
Look what we went through. So if I was going to construct something, it'd be earthquake-proof and hurricane-proof.
Yes. Well, see, now the earthquake part I don't know about. That's interesting.
We get more of those than hurricanes.
Because when you build the house underground, dang it, I gave it away. Well, still, though, there's still some mystery to that. All right, I'll tell you more about it next. Good morning. Damn it.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
Black man last night.
It was like a full squat.
Was it? All right.
Do what?
You know that whole thing where you got to take, you know, awkward pictures because nobody can do it for you?
Oh, yeah.
But you got to see what's going on.
I had Paige confused for a moment because she really did email me at 1 a.m. this morning. And then I said she sent me a graphic photo as well. And she's like, I don't remember that. I said, I know it was you because it had blonde hair on it.
Yeah. But that's weird because I used my laptop to send you the picture, so I don't know how you got the picture.
Your mop top.
Oh.
What is that?
No, I said that is weird because, never mind.
You're like flipping above the rim. You without the hair. You a blankie without.
And secondly, I don't take pictures of that area, so it would never happen.
I have only just because of, you've been over once. No, not of you. Of me. For medical reasons only. Like, you know, it's like.
Well, if you ever tell a doc, you have to. That's what they want.
But I'm just, you know, I don't even remember what it was. It may have been my yeast infection, which I'm very bold to admit I had one time.
I thought it was because of
diabetes. I that's how I found out I was diabetic, actually.
I thought it was a hemorrhoid. And the doctor's like, sir, you sat on the Skittle. That'd be $40.
Oh, for you. But you know how when you got to like, oh, wow, is that a, what's going on back there? You know? Like, let me snap a picture. It's like after you get a haircut.
Uh-huh.
You go stand at your home mirror with another mirror over here so you can look forward but then see behind you.
Did you?
The NSA is going to see it. So they've seen it already.
What, the photo?
Oh, yeah. They see all our pictures. They scroll through them.
Yeah.
All the text.
Did you ever tan in a tanning bed?
Oh, yeah. When I was younger, like I would say 18 to 22, 23, I was a big tanner. I didn't wear the sock either.
Really?
Oh. So my stuff's probably
Did you wear the lens? The little goggles?
No, I didn't wear those either. Oh. You have tan lines on your face wearing those stupid
remember
things.
Remember there was somebody who was staring, working there and taking pictures of people. And I wonder.
I've heard about that, yeah.
I wonder if there's pictures out there of other people that were tanning and they were naked. And
there's got to be.
You talking about a view?
Huh?
Like where you went, they were somebody got caught taking pictures?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Then I watched Final Destination. I'm like, I don't want to tan anymore.
Oh, they got burned up in there.
Oh, they got trapped in the bed, couldn't get out.
I was wondering, like, what are the weight limits on those? Like, is there a chance you could sit down and just go through it? Like, I did that hammock that time.
Well, now you got to stand up in them. The place I go to work out sometimes, I'll drive by it.
Yeah.
They have stand-up tanning beds.
Ever since that happened, I don't think I'll ever get in one again because I don't know who's going to see me naked.
Well, who the hell wants to stand up and tan? I'd rather be white and comfortable.
I'd rather be sprayed than baked.
See, I don't, that's weird, too.
What are we talking about here?
You can get it all over your hands, and it's like, it can't last, the fake tan, the spray stuff.
No, and man, it looks like when you're on television.
Oh, yeah, you look like
it looks so bad. Like, do people that make, like, the assistants and, like, the makeup artists or what, do they ever watch the TV shows? Because I'll see, like, it's mainly on wrestling, and they have, like, makeup artists on there, you know, the big ones. You know, like a woman will come out and you know, her face will be like a brown orange tint, but then her neck. They don't do it. They just do the face heavy, but then when they turn around, you're like, what's up with that neck?
Don't match.
One of my clients, I do match all that stuff for her. Like, I match the neck all the way down to the décolletage. So
What's that? The cleavage?
The cleavage.
What did you call it?
I'll like... do her makeup, her whole neck, and match everything all
Hold
the
on,
way.
I want to learn the word of the day. What, décolletage?
Décolletage. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Well, it's good you match it, because, you know, sometimes ladies on the news will have white faces, but they're like, their chests are like treat meat.
Yeah, like, I'll show you.
That sounds like they have that alcoholic skin.
You got that spam skin.
The skin where it looks like you put a ketchup in oyster stew.
Oh, yeah.
That inconsistent red.
But they got a real pretty face.
Damn, that would be good right now. Some oyster stew. Do you like it?
Well, no.
Oh, are you kidding?
That
it's
sounds
so
icky.
Good.
I feel like you'd eat
warm
boogers.
You up and get you horny.
All right.
Eat boogers as a kid if you like oysters.
Décolletage.
If you're a woman who eats oysters but you don't like to eat anything else similar consistency,
I like,
that's wrong.
How's your décolletage looking?
I like oysters that have flavor to it, but I don't think I want it in a stew. I'll eat raw.
Let me
whatever.
Tell you about this son of a bitch's house before I forget.
Please do. Dude, sorry.
I mean, are we violating any kind of building
code?
No,
but I'm not saying who it is, and I'm not going to say. I told you off the air which county it was. It's local to us, but it's not as a bunker style thing. It's more of like a, not even because they're not like hippie people. Like, meaning, you know, it's not like it's eco-friendly or whatever. But apparently, you save a ton of money, like on the. Power and whatnot?
Yeah, I only know one house like this, similar.
But is it built to live in or is it a bunker?
Both.
Yeah, maybe both.
I mean,
let me show you. I can find a picture.
You're safe, pretty much, unless...
But they're not... See, that's the thing. They're not building it. I mean, I guess, like, if, you know, the poo hits the cooling element, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Crap hits the fan.
That's going to.
You don't have to search for a bug out bag. It's there in your house underground. But it made me think, like, have we been like doing it all wrong all along? Of like, you know, Punxsutawney Phil, there's others that live underground.
Yeah, I don't think it's something people think about a lot, right? Just how
the only thing that I
the
think
lack
of
sunlight would
is,
suck.
Is how some basements are put underground and they flood.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
because water goes down.
Look, this guy, he's
intelligent.
He's hung in money, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey. But how many people actually build? I mean, the amount of people that build probably pretty low.
That actually like build a custom home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the percentages. I mean,
and what do you put on the subflooring to make sure that the water doesn't leak in? What is it?
You're asking me?
Yeah, it's concrete.
Insulation? I don't know. I know, like my buddy Patrick, his company that they
Russ.
They make the insulation for underground hospitals because they have to, obviously that's got to be a certain temperature.
Well, don't you imagine a place that's
different in that way?
Just like constantly dark, or like why would? Is that the only benefit?
There's
is
no sunlight?
Well,
sure.
That and it's like you know, I just you know, Paige mentioned the hurricane thing. So yeah, you want to deal with all that, except like your utilities and everything will still come from up.
Right.
The up ground, you know, all that. Up above ground. If it floods, then you're underwater also.
Yeah, and airflow would bother me because I like windows.
If a bunch of trees fall, like, and no one knows that, like, you live out there, they're not going to, trust me, there's still, like, 1,000-pound transmitters still laying on the side of the road around Greenville County.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing at the weight.
Yeah, but still.
The top of the telephone poles, like they've replaced the power lines and everything, but they're still laying there. I figure they're that heavy because crackheads haven't stole them yet. You know, they won't fit in a buggy or something like that, and they can't.
If you can lift it, you can take it.
Not erosion, but what's the other thing where the earth just gives out? That would be another thing that I'd be concerned of.
Me walking on it.
Like, I don't know. Like a crater?
Yeah, or like, you know, how you get big holes,
really big.
No, like
big holes.
Holes in the ground. What are they called?
We love big holes.
You sound like Balin, right?
They're called gopher holes. Big holes. We love the movie Holes.
Your mom's got big holes.
I gotta find this out.
I know what you're talking about, Paige. Where it's like
sinkholes.
Sinkholes.
Yeah, sinkholes. I forgot. So sinkholes. I wouldn't be
more like
of that.
Stinkholes. Mom has a sinkhole.
Those are my questions. Erosion, sinkholes, airflow.
And also, like, you know, if it does seepage. Work out to be kind of a safety mechanism, you know, for whatever. And God, that's so telling, too, because I started watching this new Netflix show. If I think about it long enough, I can tell you the name. Robert De Niro's in it. Ooh. Also, that I can't remember the guy's name.
Oh, yeah,
I call him
that.
Albino Matt Damon. What's that guy's name?
Oh.
He looks like albino Matt Damon.
Oh, I've seen the show. Well, I've been watching something else on Netflix.
Day Zero. Zero Day. Zero
yeah,
Day.
I saw that.
Zero
Day. I didn't see it, but I saw
it. I watched
that it was
one
on
episode
there.
Of it. It was good. But it was also kind of like, all right, man, I don't like this this dystopian crap in movies all the time. Like, give me the future movies of... Not Back to the Future necessarily, but like when
positivity,
you know, or just technology, or you know, the Jetsons. Like, do I think Jetsons. That's really what's going to happen? No, but I don't want all this. Like, all this. Every movie that comes out now, if there's any talk about the future, it's always like doom and gloom and a civil war and robots taking over. Which, yeah, that's probably going to happen. But still,
can you see this bank up here behind this tree line?
Yeah.
So if I go down, look, this house is in it.
It's in what?
It's in the ground. Like there's no roof. It's just, it goes back to the grass back here.
There's a house I've been inside of. The people, they've since sold it. It's a three-story house and only one story on.
Yeah, those ranch-style homes are very common with that. And that's where I know people that have leaky basements.
I was going to say, like, at Poe Mill, we had a basement, and that thing was... stunk and it
and
was
dank
dank, that's what.
But was it like a real basement or more like a crawl space, I guess?
No, my daddy had a little shop down there or whatever.
Was it a dirt floor?
Yes. Oof. Yes. Yeah. And it was
just
it smelled musky.
Yeah, I hated that basement.
Like an old cedar chest is what it smelled. Like, where's the moth balls?
You think
who knew moth had balls?
Big ones big.
Really big balls.
We love the big ones.
Your mom's got moth balls.
Do you think that this guy's going to save any money doing it this way? I feel like it's just going to be a headache.
Well, he ain't the kind of... I'm his brother told me about that, and that's all I'll say about that. Because I told him, I said, dude, I want to talk about that, but I won't mention specifics. I've just not known anybody. And I know his brother as well, but yeah, he's building it underground. And it's, again, according to him, it's not that much more expensive than having one above ground. But the lack of sunlight, that would be the biggest thing for me. And I would just feel... claustrophobic, even though like right now I see no sunlight, but I have the sense of knowing that if I walk right out there, I'll be right outside.
You got a half of a house. This house is in the dirt.
There's a lot of them here like that.
That's like that castle on Scooby-Doo that time. Remember? They just flipped it upside down. That was the Batman episode. It was all real right. Good.
Hello,
oh,
Scooby-Doo.
It's like when you flip upside down the Mad Dog logo.
Yes.
Or the Red Dog logo.
Red Dog.
Or the Bulls logo.
It looks like an alien.
Or a pair of legs.
Yeah. Or if you see the little owl in the corner of the dollar bill, it's frightening. Paige.
Yeah.
What are you working on in the Plex?
We might get philosophical coming up next, because a man offers to split a winning lotto ticket, but with whom? Next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Probably some charity.
Probably the IRS. I think you kind of have to, don't you? What is it, like 55% now on lottery winnings?
Something ridiculous. But you know what? They're going to fire all those people soon, so you might not have to pay anybody.
That's it. God, that's a silver lining to that, huh?
Nobody does any taxes anymore.
Unemployment goes up, though.
We don't have to pay it. We don't get anything back. It's okay.
More on all that later. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's start with this. A man offers to split a winning lotto ticket. So some.
Oh, that's cool.
Was it with the gas station attendant? No. I'm assuming it's the gas station.
That would be mighty noble, but that's not the case. Some thieves in France stole a guy's credit card.
They stole it.
Bought some lottery tickets and won big.
But they have lottery in France.
But they can't come forward without getting caught. So the victim is offering to split the pot with them if he gets his stuff back.
This is like, I was remembered of the movie where Nicolas Cage won the lottery.
You were remembered of that.
You remembered it.
Shared it with the waitress.
Yeah.
Did you watch
God,
that?
God, what was that movie called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know the one.
It probably don't happen often, right? Like you wouldn't split it. Why would you offer to split it with anybody?
But you said he's splitting it with the people that stole his wallet.
Yeah.
He's
his
a moron.
Debit card. All right, so early.
But if he didn't, is it really his?
See, that's philosophical.
Ah,
I remember
my first name, actually.
I remember a question when I took philosophy. If someone borrowed a knife and killed somebody and you got the knife, it was just some kind of crazy story.
Well, it sounds like a Rob question.
Hey, folks.
This is kind of like the thieves won this huge jackpot on one of the scratchers.
It could happen to you.
Which was worth more than $500,000 American dollars. So the cashier says they boasted about the win and they were so excited. And so they left without their smokes. And no one has come forward with the winning ticket yet, which makes sense because it was bought with a stolen credit card.
So that's state run, so they will absolutely not pay it out.
Well,
you know that.
I don't know how it works in France.
Because he didn't buy it. They'll just give, and that will suck for the, because the gas station or whoever sells it, they get a commission off that, right?
Did you steal the credit card? Yeah, they get a cut. Because remember the one in around here sold a Powerball or a winning Mega Millions, one of those, and they got a nice cut.
Was it a family owned?
Yeah, might have sold two.
Wonder what happens like at Spinks, like if they do that, like the steward gives like the.
Come on in!
Give that person like, you know.
You want a big check? You want a free biscuit?
That cashier, like, do they get, you know, like a vacation day or, you know?
I don't know.
A little sliver?
He probably would because he's cool.
Here's
like
a chicken
that.
Biscuit.
I give you a free Monster
free
Energy.
Free fountain drinks for life. Car washes for 6 months.
You know, here in the state of South Carolina, they want to change it. Well, not change it, but alter it where you can buy lottery tickets with your debit card.
I've
And Hanky Mack's got a pretty, you know, he's chubbed up about getting this passed.
Yeah, but he's that's,
and he hates gambling.
I and weed.
Yep.
That's interesting to me because, I mean, the way you, I went somewhere the other day, forgot my wallet, and a guy was right there to pay, and I'm like, oh God, and I was like, oh my phone, but I had to get the cashier to show me how to do it. I was like, I can I scan my phone? And she was like, sure. And I was like, okay, you know how to do it, because I don't ever pay like that.
I used it this morning.
It's too close to the mark of the beast for me. I don't like it.
brings up your little digital card on the phone. You're like, that's pretty cool.
Oh, man.
So
people could steal your phone as long as they don't let the timer, the blackout go on there. They could go around and buy crap.
Yeah, they don't have to unlock it to get
Jesus
to the wallet.
Jesus Christ, man.
I thought I was going to have to spit in the palm of my hand in the back alley for, a couple minutes.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Again.
So this guy, as we said, is offering to split the winnings if they give back all of his stuff, like they took his backpack. So he says,
Diego's pissed.
He declined to press charges and that they'd get half of the jackpot, which is a pretty sweet deal.
That ain't going to pay. There ain't no way.
How about you stole my card? I get all of it.
And but you go to jail.
But this is, he's smart to do this because then he's going to have, But then the charges, though, you can drop the charges. It's still fraud and they'll still charge them. But I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you should get all of it. They stole your card to buy the ticket.
Was the perpetrator's last name Wimbenyama by chance?
Wimby.
Was he 8'2"?
Wimbenyama.
Limping a little bit?
Wimbenyama.
It doesn't.
Did he have deep veins and some thrombosis?
That's messed up. Yeah, I don't like playing the lottery.
Why not?
Because it's
for education.
I don't ever think about it. I feel like, playing, betting on sports would be easier to...
It's like a wishing well. You're throwing money in there and hoping to God that what you just wish for came
true. It's just kind of funny to me because before my husband died, we went to the psychic and they told, remember?
Read my future.
At that party.
That's why I don't go or talk to psychics
They
anymore.
Told whoever, these psychic people, told my husband that he was going to win the lottery. Well, he played the lottery all the time, and he never won the lottery. So I found a lottery ticket after he passed.
It was a winner?
I won $2.
So the psychic was right.
It was true. So I play it just because it's funny that, I think, I already won $2. Maybe I'll win the big one.
It seems like you don't really win unless you play the big $10 ones, right?
It's like anything.
Those ones seem to pay out.
You buy little stocks and they go up a little bit, so you make a little bit. Or if you
stonks
bigger investments, or like with sports cards, you gonna buy the impeccable, or you gonna buy just the Donruss base.
See, those are fun. Well, just like you could buy into players like stocks now. There's an app for that.
Owned a couple cards with another guy. We bought them together. It's an investment, certainly.
But, this is intangible, buying a stock. It's let me invest in Luka for, a few games. And he's on a downward trend. My value's going down. I got to sell it. All right, then you got to buy the dip.
See, now that I don't understand because there's nothing tangible in that. That's like an NFT still. Because even the player themselves are not even involved in it.
At least it's something you could tie to with the numbers as far as an incline or decline. But still, it's just another way to gamble. Why can't we just pass gambling?
Why not?
Everything is gambling. Buying life insurance is gambling.
Yep.
Living every day is gambling, if you think about it. Probability.
Getting on 85.
Yeah, of you getting home.
It'd be a lot easier if I could just say over-under instead of more or less and trying to keep this stuff separate.
Yeah. Or if you had a house underground, you could just,
Will it flood?
Have a private...
I smell mildewy.
That's the other thing. Is the moisture from the ground going to seep in through the house?
I think they're going to have it pretty insulated really well.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just how I feel about some of the southern homes I've smelt in.
Oh, yeah. Like the mall in Greenwood. No offense. It's got some charm to it.
No offense. Love it.
Oh, Greenwood. Dang it. I met somebody from Greenwood. Tay, your brother Robert. What's up? Tay and Robert from Greenwood. Hey, they Tay drive up here from Greenwood and listen to us.
That's awesome.
They drive up here from Greenwood?
Yep.
We air in Greenwood.
Yeah, well, they work up here.
Oh, I see.
Every day? That's a commute?
Yeah.
Good for you.
What's up, Tay and Robert?
Robert Brooks?
No.
Oh.
I won't say his last name was Phipps.
Robert Brooks from Gaffney?
Albert Brooks, you're thinking
of? Oh, not Gaffney. Albert Brooks. No, he's not.
Oh, can you do a Gaffney check real quick?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I didn't look over the weekend.
I just remembered.
About the school?
I just now remembered.
That's crazy.
Somebody took over their Google page.
I saw that. My goodness.
Oh, it's back. Yeah. Oh, it's just normal now.
Oh.
Oh, no, they fixed it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
How do you fix it?
Because it was kind of crazy.
They probably had to get Google on the phone, which I don't even know if you can.
Hey, Google.
How do you call Google?
I'm not going to know where Jeffrey Dahmer went to high school now.
Hello, yes, can I speak to Jeeves, please?
Jeeves. What happened to Jeeves?
I don't know. Google killed him.
I got a question for Jeeves.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Oh, those are a variety of eggs. There's robin eggs, right. Red bird eggs, blue bird eggs. New one of them tonight.
Tonight.
Yay. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
That might take precedence over Monday Night Raw.
It might have to.
It may.
I want to know what other tics she has for her brothers now. I'm like,
like that show, so there's keeps me interested.
I got to not do it. I got to, because, you know, I got to keep saying them.
I like having something to watch and not consuming it all at once and then completely forgetting about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like the way they would do Ozark. You'd watch it, then it'd be like 2 years for a new season come out, and you completely forgot everything, so you went and watched it again.
So
they know that. That's why they do that.
Dude, have you watched Surviving Black Hawk Down yet? Oh, my God.
This is about people that was in the movie?
In the actual, were there in Mogadishu.
Oh, no.
They got a guy, a Somali cameraman, who filmed. He's got raw footage of the Black Hawk going down, of all the fighting, like straight. Like he was just like filming the whole thing.
Jeez. Oh,
it is crazy. It's probably the best documentary I've
seen. That sounds good.
Of all?
And it's only a three-part. Just because the footage they got of actual that day.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to see it, though.
Is it sad?
Plus, they interview people from the other side, too. The Somali fighters about why they hated the Americans
so much. The Somalians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the guerrilla. It really is good. God, there were kids in there, man. 21, 22 years old Rangers.
It's like there was that Kobe documentary. It's like, I wouldn't watch it because that just hit too.
Oh, yeah. That is just terrible that day.
Just come. I mean, I wasn't that like big of a fan. But God, that was sad. But then I think back to, you know, Colorado, and then it's like, I don't miss it as much.
Just the stories that the guy was like, this would be a quick mission. We'll be back, you know, before dark. And they didn't take any night vision or anything. And
who profits off that, though, besides Netflix and the guy? Like that?
I don't know. They got some guys that survived it. Obviously, they were there. But
I know people say, well, the government and Halliburton and everybody, you know, makes money off war and all the different contract stuff. But that's raw footage. That's different. That's people's lives, man.
It's sad.
What, I don't know. Sacrifice? I say give all the proceeds to everybody featured that's still living and the families of those who died, because that sucks. I just don't like watching that. I enjoyed OJ. That one.
Yeah.
That was the only murder doc that I've enjoyed that I've watched in recent memory. But, you know, all these other ones, I don't understand the fascination with it.
Yeah, but look at how they die. That's with OJ. That's horrible.
Oh, no, for sure.
Oh, my God.
And I looked away when they would show the photos. And Ron.
Both of them.
They can go F themselves.
It's awful.
Enron, wow.
Yeah, friend. All right, thank you, Paige. That was
the scandal from way back.
That was something else. We have a bunch of email that we're going to do next, but I'm going to tell you, the one I'm going to start with is going to take a big chunk of it, because this is crazy.
Oh, I like
this. This is crazy. And we'll read it next. This guy doesn't know if he's being pranked or not.
Oh.
He asked the question, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm going to leave it right there. I think that's solid.
Oh, that's a great question.
Don't make me talk more. I'm going to screw it up.
Don't you do it?
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.